Aloha, and welcome to another subject-specific class overview. Today, we're going to be talking about change in the service business. Change is all around us, isn't it? It's been a function of our lives since we were born. I used to tease people about the fact that the first change is when you're born, the second change is when you go to school, the third change is when you leave home, the fourth change is when you get married, the fifth change is when you have children. Those are all material and serious changes in our lives. Change at work, although not as critical as those things in our personal lives, in our families, with our children and spouses, is very critical as well. In the world today, with the changes that we've seen over the last two or three decades, in computerization of componentry into exotic materials, including ceramics, into systems, into computers, into social media, all of these things have dramatically changed how our business operates. We now have sensors in critical components indicating the health of that component. We know when an engine is overheating, when the filters are clogged. All of this we do in a changed world. As people, we need to adapt to these changes. We need to embrace changes, and human nature is such that we do fundamentally resist change. In classrooms, I used to tease people and ask for those, a show of hands, for those of them, the members, the students that were involved in a relationship with somebody. And I said, well, if you think change is hard at work, go home and tell your critical other, your partner, your spouse, that you're going to sleep on the other side of the bed. Now that's change, and it isn't going to happen. The change that we walk into at work needs to be embraced because it's involved making things better for employees, for vendors, for customers. That's our job. I hope this explanation has helped you understand the content of this class a little bit better, and I look forward to explaining another class with you in the near future. Mahalo.